This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1484. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 29th, DX from Abkhazia, Bangladesh, Brazil, Costa Rica. Ascension budget crisis. New schedules from Austria, Belarus, Egypt, Greece, India, Iran, Pakistan, Russia, Serbia, South Africa, Syria, Thailand. New frequencies for Shokaze in Kuwait. A window for education and the propagation outlook. The week of confusion officially ends on November 1st. Let us hope it does. That's the end of daylight shifting time in North America, which runs 1 week longer than in Europe. Although the B09 shortwave broadcasting season already began the previous Sunday. Yet there will still be some time shifts in programming, if not also in transmissions and frequencies, by North American stations starting November 1st, including all the World of Radio times on the three U.S. stations which broadcast our program, all become one UT hour later than before. In areas going off DST in the U.S. and Canada, we'll seem to be at the same local time, but we'll really be 1 hour later in the only time zone which really counts in shortwave, universal. Barring any further permanent changes, our time zone WBCQ should then be Mondays at 2300 UT on 7415, Tuesday through Friday at 2000 UT on 7415 and perhaps 9330. Also on Area 51, WBCQ 5110, UT Fridays at 0100. On WWCR, Fridays at 2128 or so on 15825, Saturdays at 1730 on 12160, UT Sundays at 0330 on 5070, and Sundays at 0730 on 3215. Plus, a number of times on WRMI 9955, I suggest you check the latest update in the radio schedules listing for our program only at worldofradio.com, where you may also access audio files of this edition and many previous World of Radios to listen to at your own convenience. New cycle sunspots have started appearing, and consequently solar flux has started rising, improving reception on shortwave in general. Manikant Lodaya in South India says, "I cannot remember when last I had such reception of Argentina with beautiful Spanish music. The English broadcast at 1800 on 15345, crystal clear reception coming into South India on October 23rd. Ascension Island in the South Atlantic is facing a budget crisis which could possibly affect the BBC World Service shortwave relay station, which also relays a number of other broadcasters. There was a story in the Times of October 21st via Mike Barraclough. The gist of it is that unless the Ministry of Defense pays megapounds in unpaid taxes for its RAF airbase, the island will be bankrupt by June. The only school will have to close, the hospital will have no doctors, the few shops, one hotel, and fledgling tourist trade will be unviable. Even the conservation program for birds will have to be abandoned. The Ministry of Defense is determined to cut costs to pay for Afghanistan. Its refusal to pay back taxes on the airbase that Britain shares with the U.S. has left Ascension with a 900-kilopound deficit on its 6-megapound budget. The small council and government responsible for all services to the 900 inhabitants have cut spending to the bone. Unless a deal can be done in Whitehall, Britain's strategic asset in the South Atlantic may soon become no more than a barren fortress." Read more about it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 9078, via worldofradio.org, also the source for the other stories in this edition. via Yumber Gaviria in Colombia and Jean-Michel Aubier in France. We have the new B09 shortwave schedule, what's left of it, from Austrian radio. And we assume there'll still be some little bits of English news around the middle of some of the half-hour programs. The North American frequency is now 7325, also for Central and South America. It's on the air between midnight and 0100. For South America, they switched to 9840 for another half hour until 0130. 6155, which had been on the air all day for Europe and Africa, is somewhat restricted. Now it's scheduled at 06 to 14, 16 to 18, and 21 to 22 hours, along with 13730 between 06 and 14. There are at least three Asian stations on 4750. The one I usually hear is RRI Makassar, Indonesia, in our mornings here. I would like to hear Bangladesh. It's usually been blocked, but maybe it has a chance, especially if Indonesia happens to be silent. Ron Howard in California was hearing Bangladesh Betar on 4750, October 27th from 1319 until sign-off at 1400. He got three clear IDs. Also, Geir Stokland in Norway was hearing apparently the same on 4750 until the same time, although he wasn't sure if it's signed off or faded out. The new schedule of Belarus radio, including English at 21 to 23 UT, says DX Mix News in Bulgaria, is on 7390, 7360, and the highest power transmitter of 250 kilowatts is on 6155. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says that's quite a disaster. Between 19 and 20 UT, Russia is co-channel, an equal mix. After 2030, Romania is on the frequency as well. Note that 6155 is the frequency still partly used by Austria, and furthermore, Albania planned to use it for the Italian broadcast at 2000. The Brazilian unexpectedly reactivated, I reported last week, Radio Cultura do Pará on 5045, is being widely reported. It's on the air all night, mostly playing music, but if you keep listening, you may hear an ID. Do not assume it's the other Brazilian listed on the frequency, which had it to itself for a number of years, Radio Guarujá Paulista. Radio Bandeirantes is another Brazilian, sometimes audible here late at night, on 9645 variable and even 11925 variable. However, between 05 and 06 UT, there is interference from BBC's Kinyarwanda and Kirundi service via South Africa. On 11925, while Brazil is slightly off frequency, making a big heterodyne. Here's another unexpected development, and a very unfortunate one. Without any advance notice that I know of, CBC Radio 1 decided to get rid of CBC Overnight. That's the service lasting about 5 hours, relaying a number of foreign radio stations. We might call them shortwave, which introduced foreign radio to many listeners, night owls at least, in Canada and the U.S. These were provided, put together, by World Radio Network. But now, that time period is being filled mostly by relays of the BBC only, along with Radio Canada Immigration. The Link program finally gets broadcast on CBC Domestic Radio 2 hours every night. It's from 2 to 4 a.m. local time, according to a schedule uncovered by John Pukila in Thunder Bay. Now, there is still a little bit from elsewhere, at least on weekends, where Canadians may still hear some programming from Radio Australia. Andy Reid in Ontario was first to notice this unfortunate change, and I've also been hearing it, of course, back on shortwave since CBC Radio 1 is relayed on 6160, from Newfoundland and British Columbia. That medium wave harmonic from Costa Rica, last reported in July, has been showing up again, a smidgen below 2860 kilohertz. It was being reported by Jay Novello in North Carolina, heard at 0110 UT on October 22nd. Hiding is Radio San Carlos, 1430 AM, and signed off at 0201. It's the second harmonic of 1430, although the station was previously listed on 1440 and even still shows that frequency on its website. Stephen Wiseblood at the southern tip of Texas and Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania both measured it on 2859.82. And on October 23rd, it didn't sign off until 0209, but they go off very abruptly. Terry Kruger in Florida also heard it on 2859.825, October 24th at midnight 25 for about half an hour. I continue to hear multiple spurs, as much as a couple dozen, from one Radio Havana Cuba transmitter on 11760. At various times of day, both morning and afternoon. The exact displacement of the spurs varies a bit between 51 and 53 kilohertz. But in total, they cover more than a 1 megahertz span. The closest ones can be heard with the same audio in Spanish as on the fundamental, while the further ones out just have the same pitch of a whine as on all the other frequencies. I've been wondering what's become of the private Cuban clandestine Radio Republica in the new B09 season. During A09, they'd been on 9545 for several hours in the evenings. Now I've heard something in Spanish with jamming, but I'm not sure of the ID on 6160. This was around 0130 UT, October 28th. If it is Radio Republica, that's bad news for those Canadian low-power shortwave stations. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports something a bit exotic, the HCJB Russian service. However, it's in the Chechen language on Sundays only, and it's relayed from Lithuania on 3960 between 1630 and 1730. They have an address in Germany. Here's the English schedule for the new season from Radio Cairo, at least tentatively. We don't have all these confirmed yet. At 12:15 to 13:30 to Asia on 17870, 16 to 18 to East Africa on 12170 or 13660. At 19 to 20:30 to West Africa on 11510. All the rest of these are one sesqui-hour long. 21:15 to Europe on 6270. 23 to Western North America on 7580. And 02 to Eastern North America on 7540. You may think I got those last two backwards as to target areas, but as I may have explained before, according to the azimuths, that's the way they are. Robert Förster in Germany reports Abkhaz Radio, which may or may not be in Georgia, October 23rd with the usual morning broadcast of vernacular talk and music until abrupt sign-off at 0818 UT on 9495.55 kHz. In the afternoon, they were heard at 1112 with instrumental music on a slightly different frequency with lower modulation and probably a different transmitter, 9494.75. This was October 24th, so the times may have changed in the meantime. One transmitter at a time is not enough for Deutsche Welle's favorite frequency to Europe in German, 6075. In the new season scheduling at 0539 UT, October 25th, I was hearing an echo during a sports report. Yes, Sinish Portugal and Skelton UK are both scheduled at that time, but at least they should synchronize them. North Americans have been surreptitiously enjoying good reception from Deutsche Welle in English to Africa at 21 UT on 15205 and 11865. They're from Rwanda, aim toward West Africa, and coincidentally onward toward us, but don't tell anyone. However, as usually happens in the B season, those frequencies are gone, replaced by one frequency from Rwanda 11690, which may confront teletype interference. Although most of the beam angles are not as favorable, you could also try Deutsche Welle in English to Africa at 19 and 20, as well as 21 on 9735. At 19 also on 11690 from South Africa, and at 20 on 9690 from UK. We are amid the 1,484th World of Radio. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. You may also do so by a PayPal transfer to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Every seasonal change we have to monitor to be sure if and when Voice of Greece is broadcasting some English programs. One of them, Greek in Style, which is actually mostly music, has been confirmed by Eric Kuya in Denmark, Sunday at 11:06 UT on 9420 and 15650. Dan Goldfarb in England says, caught a decent signal for the first time in years from All India Radio's 2045 broadcast in English from Bengaluru site on new 6180, although it's ruined by Cyprus, which comes on at 2215. Then he can also hear India on 9445. Wolfgang Büschel says the 500 kilowatt powerhouse on 6180 has fair strength the whole evening in Central Europe, but he complains of a lot of increased DRMing on the 49-meter band, ruining three frequencies at a time, especially from Romania. After a few days on the transmitter 1 kilohertz lower, the Voice of Indonesia was back to 9525.9 as of October 22nd for the English broadcast at 1300. However, most of the time, the modulation is much too low and sometimes to the point of inaudibility despite a strong signal. Via Alex Zinovich in Belarus, we have the new schedule in English from Iran at 10:30 for 1 hour each to South Asia on 15460 and 17660, also to South Asia at 15:30 on 6160 and 7380. The 19:30 broadcast is to Europe on 6040, 6010, and 7320, and to South Africa on 9855 and 11695. And to North America, also known as the Voice of Justice, at 0130, on new 6120 and 7250. Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring the European frequencies, and he says that 6040 is the relay via Lithuania. Ron Howard notes that Shokaze, the Japanese service about abductees by North Korea, has made a frequency change, contrary to his recommendations, to 5985 for the broadcast at 14 to 1430, which is in English, sometimes on Wednesdays and Fridays. Because the service is jammed by North Korea, and 5985 is, of course, already used by Myanmar. He said a clip showing how bad the jamming was against both stations. However, here in Oklahoma, all I hear is Shokaze, a pretty good signal. Harold Froge in Michigan caught Radio Kuwait's English broadcast on an unexpected new frequency, 11630. Both October 24th and 25th until sign-off around 2100. Heard there instead of 11990, the frequency they used to be on, and which they were still announcing. My explanation, especially since it only lasted for 2 days, is that they probably forgot to switch to 11990 after finishing with 11630 in Arabic, which is scheduled until 1740. And the English broadcast at 18 was on the wrong frequency. Although it was missing for a few weeks earlier in October, Hmong Nau Radio was back on WHRI Saturday and Sunday, October 24th and 25th, between 13 and 14 on 11785. We enjoy it for the rustic music and the chirps from various creatures, often filling out the hour. I assume that transmission will be shifting one UT hour later, starting November 1st, to 1400 on 11785. With the sun getting a bit more active, 13 meters is 2. Libya on 21695 is being heard more often for the 2 hours in English, starting at 1400, also on 17725. We also hear Saudi Arabia and Spain, each of which has three frequencies running on 13 meters in our mornings, as well as two or three other stations. Mexico went off daylight shifting the last Sunday in October, a week before El Norte, affecting the programming of Radio Educación on 6185, which, of course, is subject to interference from Vatican Radio in Brazil, among others. Combined with the new season scheduling, it appears there is now a window when Educación is in the clear between 0620 and approximately 0700 UT. That's after Vatican finishes and before Brazil starts, as it's coming on earlier due to daylight time down there. Except UT Sundays, when Brazil stays on all night. As we mentioned last week, New Zealand had to stay on 6170 between 1300 and 1550 UT instead of 7440 to avoid colliding with IBB via Sri Lanka. Unfortunately, it no longer has 6170 to itself, as the Voice of Russia is also on there from Khabarovsk in Russian and Chinese, causing quite a bit of interference to New Zealand. Their other transmitter is idle at this time, so I hope they'll be activating it or moving this one to a clear frequency. Noel Green in England reports that Radio Pakistan is heard on a new frequency, 17700, for the broadcast to Western Europe starting at 0830, replacing 17835. There's 5 minutes of news in English at 1000, but it's probably shifting to 1100 when Pakistan goes off daylight time on the same date as the U.S., November 1st. Listed parallel 15100, but it was not being heard. Polish Radio External Service in English at 13 UT now is on a new frequency from a new site, 11675 from Austria. Although it's still only intended for Europe, it carries on pretty well to North America for a change, and is being heard here and elsewhere. Check the parallel, also 11860 from the UK, although it's not aimed toward us. Via Alex Zinovich in Belarus, here's the new schedule in English to the Americas from the Voice of Russia. From 23 to midnight on 7250, midnight to 03, 7250 and 6240. 03 to 04, 7250 and 6240. 03 to 05, 13735, 12030 and 12040. At 04 to 05, 6240. At 05 to 07, 9840, 9855, and 12030. Various relay sites are involved, I think, but they put in a better signal in Spanish since they're using French Guiana still on 7335, lasting an hour later until 0600. Via Kai Ludwig and Dragan Lekic, we have the new schedule for International Radio Serbia. Now they have only half an hour in English, 6 nights a week, to North America, at 0130 to 0200 on 6190. The first half of that hour is in Serbian and the entire hour in Serbian on UT Sundays. Except, we hear no trace of it. We think they're still using the previous season frequency, although it's very weak now, 9675. Via Jean-Michel Aubier, the new Centex schedule, including English from South Africa, called Channel Africa. At 03 to 355, 6120, 03 to 04, 3345. 04 to 07, 7230. 06 to 655, 15255. 07 to 12, 9625. Also at 14 to 16. And from 17 to 1755 on 15235. I've noticed Brother Scare showing up again on WWCR at least part of the time in the mornings around 1400 instead of the University Network on 13845. Two heralds have reported Radio Damascus, Syria on 12085. Harold Froge in Michigan, October 21st at 2136 during their English broadcast, and Harold Sellers in British Columbia, October 24th at 1910 in French, however they went off, at 1934. Chris Janssen, the big fan of Radio Damascus in Belgium, has the latest info. He says they are temporarily using 12085 only and not 9330, but keep trying both. The English broadcast at 21 to 22. Via Alokesh Gupta in India, Radio Thailand's English schedule to the U.S., as they put it, is now at midnight to midnight 30, 9680, midnight 30 to 01, 12095, and 2 to 2:30, 15275. Other English to Europe and Africa at 0530 to 6 on 11730. 12:30 to 13 on 9720, that's for Asia and Pacific, as well as 14 to 14:30 on 9725. To Europe, 19 to 20 on 7570, we've had several good reports of that, and 2045, or rather 2030 to 2045 to Europe on 9535. We've been monitoring Voice of Turkey's English broadcast now at 13:30 on 12035, which is more or less in the clear. But the other frequency collides with France, which has been using it for many years, 15300. The 0400 final repeat of Turkey's English broadcast to North America comes through pretty well on the new frequency via Canada, 6040, while the nearby frequency direct, 6020, suffers from that Peruvian heterodyne. There's a new frequency for WRN's broadcast of UK football commentaries in Mandarin to China, 6230 via Tashkent. They're on Saturdays and Sundays for the rest of the year. The times vary depending on the games, as early as 12:45, as late as 19:30. Sometimes there's one game, sometimes there are two. The new Centex schedule from South Africa shows a different name for what we've been calling Zimbabwe Community Radio. They call it Radio Dialogue, in English at 17:55 for 1 hour on 3955. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued October 27th, ANK indices 5 and 2, peaking at 12 and 3 on November 18th. Solar flux reached 82 on October 28th, but predicted for 75, dropping to 70 November 3rd to 14th, and back to 75 by the 20th. That's World of Radio 1484. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.